Honey, what are you doing in here? This basement is far from the nicest place to be. Is something wrong? It looks like you've been crying. Are you hurt? Relax, relax. No need to panic. I'm here to help. Can I get closer and take a good look at you? Okay, I'll keep my distance. Can you tell me what the problem is? Bad thoughts? What kind of bad thoughts? Urges to kill me? Thinking of ways to slay me? Where is this coming from? I thought we were making progress. You don't know? Does that mean you don't want to harm me? That's good to hear. I thought you'd return to your vampire hunting ways. Still, what are you doing here? Oh, to get away from me? Darling, thank you for your concern, but how are you going to solve this without me? If you have no idea, will you let me try to help? Good, then let's start with a few questions. When did these thoughts begin? And what were you doing at noon? It doesn't sound like that's the cause. Lunch normally doesn't create violent urges. It sounds like a part of the brainwashing had resurfaced in your mind. What'd you do when the thought started? Hang on, you were fully in control of your body? Sweetheart, that's great news. No, it means the brainwashing is losing its grip on you. I think these thoughts are the last sparks of specific instructions while they leave your brain. If they had a grasp on you, then they wouldn't control your body as well as your mind. Because they didn't influence your body, they also must not be able to change your mind. All you need to do is ignore them, and with time, they'll fade away. Yes, I know it's easier said than done, but sweetie, you don't have to lock yourself in this basement for it. You can just live life normally. Don't you see? There's no danger of you harming anyone. Even if you lost control, I'd be here to stop you. Without weapons, there's no way for a human to beat a vampire, and I can easily put you to sleep with a little eye contact. So, honey, please do not see yourself as a problem, because you're doing nothing wrong. I know it doesn't feel good. A hot shower and a soft bed might lessen it. A bit of comfort does wonders for the mind. So, let's get out of here and let me dote on you, at least for tonight. You're trembling, sweetie. Here, take my hand. I'll lead you back up. Look at how cozy you are laying there. Can I join you? Thank you. Of course you can put your arms around me. You look a bit shaken. Are you okay? Sweetie, I've known you for far longer than this week. I can tell when you're lying. You're still tormented by the bad thoughts? Well, then we have to distract your mind, and I know how. No good. Isn't it worth a second try? Yeah, that's what I thought. That didn't do the trick. Maybe we could try my hypnosis, but sweetie, it comes with a risk. It might bring up more of those thoughts. My, aren't we eager. If I hadn't been in your mind all week, I would think you were addicted to the hypnosis. Now, get comfortable and look into my eyes. That's it. See them glow. Watch as my words ease you down. Let the red engulf you. Let my voice embrace you. Keep listening and keep going down, down, down. Yeah, that's it. Let your thoughts drift away and your mind become empty. All you need to focus on is me. All you need to think about is me. Everything else fades away. All that's left is you and me. Your mind is empty and calm. There's not a worry in sight. The only thing here is my voice. And my eyes. They will guide you. Guide you to your goal. A goal that you've been working toward. And the goal is for you to be normal again. For you to have no trouble in your mind. And for you to feel okay again. You can picture that goal as a light at the end of a tunnel. Float toward it. Get closer to it. Good. Good. You're getting there. Look into the light. See what lies within. It's you, laying in your bed, embraced by me. You're nearly there. Feel yourself going into the light, going back to your body, going back here. Welcome back, honey. Not even feeling disoriented? Damn, you are getting better at being my hypnosis subject. And you're still looking into my eyes. Do you also find them beautiful if they aren't glowing? Thank you, darling. Yours are beautiful too. I can't get enough of them. Why can't we stare forever at each other? It's my favorite thing to do. You're right. We have things to do. Most importantly, let's check how well your cuddly trance worked. Do you hear the bad thoughts? Really? It's all silent? Nothing left? Wonderful. Truly wonderful. Do you know what that means, honey? It means that you're better. The brainwashing is gone. During the trance, I could feel no influence in your subconscious. Now, it must have left your conscious mind as well. So, you're free. Well, you don't seem very glad about it. You're worried about what? Honey, it won't happen again. I won't let you be kidnapped again. Because I'll never leave you again. Sweetie, of course I can protect you. I'm one of the strongest vampires alive. I have plenty of allies and guards. Any vampire that tries to harm you will die before they can lay a finger on you. And humans stand even less of a chance. What do you mean by what if you are not around? As I said, I'm never leaving you again. I don't sleep, so there's no moment I can't be near you and protecting you. No. No, that's not happening. You're going nowhere without my permission. What if you get hurt? It's too dangerous. You could die. I can't allow that chance. I will do everything to prevent it. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. Just please don't leave me. I don't know if I can live without you. It's all my fault. I should have taken you with me to that damn meeting. Then none of this would have happened. Then you wouldn't have suffered. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please let me make it up to you. Please let me protect you. I can't make the same mistake again, so please let me be there for you. Thank you. I promise you won't regret staying with me. I will make our lives the best they can be. It has been a long day, hasn't it? Go to sleep, my love. If there's anything left to discuss, we can talk about it in the morning. Right now, hug me tighter and fall asleep.